You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
By your powers combined, I am
the Green Desk.
Kia ora tātou, welcome back to Te Pū Kākariki, aka Green Desk. My name is Laura O'Connell Rapira from Action Station, and today I am bringing you an interview with Julia Oceanchild. Julia is a bit of an all-rounder when it comes to caring for our Earth. She is studying organic horticulture, she's doing a hands-on ecology course, which I'm told is basically learning how to navigate your way around a forest and survive. She's also involved in For the Love of Bees, which is a city project aimed at bringing bees back to our urban spaces in Auckland. She makes wild food pesto in her spare time, and she was the voluntary event coordinator at Kalmana Garden in Herne Bay / Great Lynn. Take it away, Julia. You've been a participant at the recent Parakorehui, which is a program designed to support marae, particularly to reduce waste. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, so from what I learned, Parakore is a real kind of grassroots up community organization that is really working with marae to drastically reduce the amount of rubbish that's going to landfill. So they have that marae, working with marae aspect, and they also work at events. So they have a group of waste advisors that are from a particular area, and it's really important that they know people within the community that they're working in and have connections to the marae that they're working at to make sure it's really working. And so they'll go in and educate people about, you know, recycling and what can be recycled and what can be what's compostable, and they provide free recycling bins and stuff like that, and educate about worm farms and bokashi, and then they also have this event side of it where they go and sort of manage the waste at events. So for example, they were up at Waitangi this year, and there was an event with 10,000 people, and they managed to divert 96% of the waste from landfill. So that's a brief.
Dope, I love it. So you have quite a bit of experience in events, don't you? You were the volunteer event coordinator for Kalmana Garden in Grey Lynn / Herne Bay. Events do create a lot of waste, don't they? And that's certainly something I noticed in my brief foray into being an event organiser as well. What is it about events that attracts you to wanting to organise them?
For me, it's really about the community building, the community development, and so I really learnt about the positive impacts of relationship, and which is community basically, and how much that ripples out into the world positively. And so basically, events are a space for that, for those relationships, those connections to happen in a really enjoyable and relaxed environment. And that's where the magic really happens, when people are feeling calm and friendly, and you know, and it's also a space that it's called like a third space. Like, it's not your work environment, it's not your home space, it's not someone, that other person's space. It's like a neutral territory for everyone. So the connections that can be made at events are really, yeah, what it's all about for me, the community.
Super interesting. So I've been doing this series for a while now, where I've been interviewing environmental activists who are, change makers or social entrepreneurs or permaculturalists, all working essentially to ensure that the Earth has the ability to nurture life in all its diversity for the ongoing future. And what I've noticed is that there's kind of this continuum or spectrum maybe of different places in which you can take action in order to protect Papatūānuku, and that's, you know, people like yourself who kind of really get in there with the soil and bring people together and ensure that we have great relationships with nature. And there's people probably more on the spectrum where I fall, which is legislation and Zero Carbon Act, that Generation Zero, who I spoke to recently as well, focus on that end of the kind of scale of actions. So I'm interested to know, I guess, how you found your place in that. I know that everyone does all of the things at any given time, depending on what, you know, we're called to do. But was it kind of a process that you went through? Have you always known that being with, in the soil or being with the people is where you wanted to be?
Yeah, it's been a real journey and process for me, and I suppose I'm still trying to figure it out. I ended up like studying geography and environmental science at Auckland Uni. That was like my third go at getting a degree because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But I just knew that I didn't want to like help. I didn't want to be part of the problem. So that got me sort of, and I wanted to be outside if I could. So I was like, yeah, geography, environmental science. And then just through that, I realized that I did have that more people side of things. So I went into human geography rather than physical geography. And human geography is about the connection between people and place, or people and the land and the people, and how they impact and affect each other. And then just through that, I ended up, we had to do for our like third year paper, we had to go do a practical research. And I had other And it wasn't my first option, and there's a kind of longer story to that, but I ended up studying social capital through community gardens, and community gardens just seemed to me like the obvious thing to study, but then I realised that it wasn't obvious to everyone, that was just like obvious to me, and then I had to find my academic, you know, way to study that, and so that was social capital. And social capital is like talking about how you have economic capital, like money or physical capital. Economic capital or social capital is just saying that relationships have that same kind of worth. So I studied the community gardens and just really realized that what I'd hit on was really solutions focused, and what I'd been thinking about studying before was like the problems focused, and I really found like community gardens are totally a total solution to a lot of the problems. They have so many positive aspects to them. And I also spent time living at a like sort of hippie commune in the Coromandel. Also it's like a sustainable education centre, and realising that it was really possible to sort of live in more in harmony with the land, but that connection with... But I also learned at uni that... that learning stuff by yourself and being told you need to make this change can be really overwhelming and not actually productive, and that what we actually need to do is be interacting on a practical, physical scale with the environment, but in groups, so we feel supported in making action and doing this physical mahi, so we feel like we can make a change. And then I just kind of threw a crazy, like I got really drawn to Kaumana, and I hadn't like, yeah. And it was really kind of like, there was, yeah, crazy events. And I was just like, oh, I really have to go to Kaumana. I have to go to Kaumana. And it was at a time that Kaumana wasn't really in a good place. It was going through a real transition. And same thing, I thought like, oh, but everyone's going to be going to Kaumana and trying to like help right now. But then I turned up and they were like, wow, like you're like the person that we need. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's...
Turn my mic off. Awesome. So you've done a lot of experimenting, finding what it is that you wanted to do, and landed in this social capital community gardens thing, which and then you felt called to Kaumana, which I think is super interesting. And I often think that that kind of like inner calling is one of the things that we need to get better at listening to a lot of the time, because we tend to have so much self-doubt about that little voice inside us that's telling us we should go and do the thing. But when you turn up, the people are like, oh my god, you are the person we've been waiting for, thank you so much. That's great. So what advice do you have for a person who might just be getting started out on their journey? I'm thinking, obviously, BFM, we're based here in Auckland University, and there are first year students here who might be like, I want to do more for my fellow people and the planet, but I have no idea what to do. What's your advice to those folks?
Well, I suppose one of the things, and especially from my weekend at the Parakurihui, is really about, it's really, really important to start with yourself, at, you know, and so making really small changes in your own life is really the way to go, and not being overwhelmed with the big picture and that you can't change it all and that you can't really make a difference, but knowing that you actually can, and what you do in your own life really you know, ripples out. So really small changes, you know, like not getting take away coffee cups really regularly, which I can be guilty of, you know, but just really working to make that, like, just one change like that or something, and, or, you know, going, it, you know, it's finding where, finding what aspect really, like, speaks to you as well, I suppose. So I can't, I don't want to tell you what to do, because it's kind of more about, like, what sets your, you know, what really makes you, you know, gets
your
you going.
Heart ablaze.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
yeah. That's great. That was Julia Oceanchild, a recent participant in the Pare Kore program, to see all marae go zero waste in our lifetime. Thank you for coming in, Julia.
That was The Green Desk.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.